When you hear no, the first thing I think and the first thing I tell my sales professionals and the people that I work with is the customer doesn't perhaps have all the answers, or they're in a position where they don't understand, or they just don't get it, what you're pitching to them. If that's the case and they just don't get it, then you have a unique and I think very positive opportunity to educate your clients and to bring them around to your way of thinking and have them understand what it is that you're selling to them.
Todd Cohen is the sales leader. In the Todd Cohen Sales Leader podcast, we bring you conversations with Todd about how you can improve your sales performance and effectiveness. I'm your host, Steve Lubetkin. Hello and welcome to the Todd Cohen Sales Leader podcast. This is episode 3 in our podcast series. Todd Cohen is a high-energy, high-performance sales leader. Since he began his career in 1984, Todd and his sales teams have delivered significant revenue for leading equipment, education, e-learning, and information companies, including Xerox, Gartner Group, Pensari, Thomson, and LexisNexis. Todd's successful career has progressed from proven individual contributor and repeat President's Club member to innovative sales manager, to accomplished sales executive. Now he offers his expertise at building effective sales teams to consulting clients and to the public through his website and blog at toddcohen.com. In this program, Todd helps salespeople figure out when no doesn't really mean no. Todd, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Steve.
Todd, we're talking about the sales process, and one of the critical elements for salespeople to keep in mind is the concept that when a customer says no, they really don't mean no all the time. And how do salespeople get themselves prepared to hear no in a different way?
Let me start off by saying that I firmly and passionately believe that when you hear no, that doesn't always mean you're hearing no. And that's what salespeople have to really truly understand, is that hearing no, in fact, you can make the argument, rarely actually means no. So I don't know if there's a way that you can be prepared to hear that, because no salesperson ever does everything right and goes into a sales campaign and conducts it and does all the things they're supposed to do and then says, wow, I'm going to get up today and hear no, and I'm going to prepare myself for that. I think it does happen, though. And I think what we have to be prepared to understand is that when you hear no, there's actually a subtext on the part of the client or the prospect that's telling you a number of different things, potentially, that could turn that no into a yes.
So what exactly does it mean when a client says no? What are some of the possibilities?
Well, making the assumption, and great salespeople don't ever assume, but let's make the assumption for a moment that there isn't really a hard, fast no here. The customer's trying to tell you something else. There are a number of things that could be going on, and let me just walk you through a few of them. When you hear no, one thing that might mean is the customer saying, I'm just not comfortable with your solution. What that means is you haven't done enough discovery, you haven't done enough work in the background to get them to understand and feel good about making that purchase. So when a client says, I'm not comfortable with your solution, which is one way of saying no, it really means that you as the sales professional, you have more discovery to do, you have more questions to ask, and a little more digging to understand what's going to make them comfortable.
How do you get past the customer's objections and steer things into a path for getting back to maybe and then to yes?
When you hear no, the first thing I think and the first thing I tell my sales professionals and the people that I work with is the customer doesn't perhaps have all the answers, or they're in a position where they don't understand, or they just don't get it, what you're pitching to them. If that's the case and they just don't get it, then you have a unique and I think very positive opportunity to educate your clients and to bring them around to your way of thinking and have them understand very, very clearly what it is that you're selling to them. Something else you may be hearing when you hear no is, you know what? It's just a little too risky for us right now. In that event, again, you need to do a little bit more discovery and a little bit more understanding about what you can do as the sales professional and as a representative of your company to help mitigate that risk somewhat, to make the customer more comfortable that that risk is manageable.
So what are some of the ways that you would address that? How do you make the customer more comfortable with the risk?
Completely understanding the match between the product and service that you're selling and the customer's need is critical. If you're recommending something that isn't a fit to solve the challenge that your client is facing, that's going to be a risk on the client's part. So you've got to be in a position to modify and adjust your product or solution and your proposal to fit that customer's challenge, to make them comfortable.
What are some of the common objections that are really lying behind a customer saying no? And what are some of the ways that salespeople can be effective at turning those around?
They may be saying, I'm not ready for your solution. I'm not ready to commit, which means your time frame for selling is not quite the same time frame as they're ready to buy. It could be a budget issue. It could be a timing issue. It could be a company structure issue. They could be saying, as I mentioned a moment ago, they don't get it. That's an opportunity for you to educate. They could be saying, it's just too risky for us right now. I mentioned that a moment ago as well. Again, an opportunity to educate and do more discovery and understand how to mitigate that risk. They may also be saying to you that our company isn't ready for this. And I hear this frequently when I am selling or the people I'm working with are selling products that are very new to the market or, as we call it, bleeding edge technology. And the customer themselves may get it, may be passionate about it, may want it, but the company isn't ready to adopt it. And that is something that happens every day. And at the end of the day, you have to understand what the company can do and how to change and modify and make your proposal or service fit that opportunity or fit the company's culture. You may also hear, I can't support this. What you're really hearing is the client, for some reason, and this is important, may have some personal risk in bringing in your product or service. And if that's the case, then you have more discovery to do. So the underlying piece of this whole concept of when you hear no, it's not really no, is understanding how much more education and discovery you need to do with your client to make that product or service fit.
How do you make the client receptive to that kind of education? What are some of the techniques that effective salespeople use to get past these objections?
You know, I'll tell you, Steve, I don't think that there's any techniques beyond having the ability to have built a solid and trusting relationship with that client during the course of the sales campaign. If you have a relationship where you can talk, you can educate, the client will take your calls and spend time with you and vice versa, you'll overcome those objections.
Todd, thanks for being with us on the podcast.
Thanks, Steve.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of the Todd Cohen Sales Leader Podcast. We'll continue our conversation with Todd, Talking Sales, in episode 2 of our podcast series. Be sure to join us. If you have comments or suggestions about this program, please send us an email. The email address for this podcast is tcsl@professionalpodcasts.com. If you send us an audio comment or question for Todd in MP3 format, we'll consider using it in a future podcast. You can also send audio comments by calling our podcast comment line, 856-861-6146 in the U.S. or +44 020 7193 6146 in Europe and the U.K. If you have comments for Todd, you can email him at todd@toddcohen.com. We produce these programs in the studios of Professional Podcasts in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. For Todd Cohen, this is Steve Lubetkin. Good selling to you all, and take good care.